Let's get into Shabbos, Yerushalmi Daf Peites, and we are on Peches Mabez, the second half of the Perek Ha'oreg, the 13th Perek here in Masechah Shabbos. One Ha'ara on the Mitzvah Ba'al Ba'aveira discussions that we had yesterday, and we had a Machlokas. We said maybe it's Merumas, even in the Gemara. We had a Machlokas between Tosfos and the Ritva, Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed, the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Chavtes, about the root of Mitzvah Ba'al Ba'aveira. They both asked the question about Tevel and Irani Dachas, and other cases where it would seem to be like a perfect mitzvah ba'aveira case, and yet the Gemara gives a different reason why you can't use it for mitzvah why you can't use the lulav or the esro because of kiddushim echta shiurei v'chulo. So we said Tosfos holds that mitzvah ba'aveira is only where the aveira is what was ma'afsher and allowed you to do the mitzvah, while the ritva had a deya that said, no, it's only when the mitzvah is mashlim the aveira. So that was a machlokas. Maybe we said it's alluded to in the machlokas Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosa. Ein aveira mitzvah, ein mitzvah aveira. A nafgamina between those two, I didn't get to mention this last time, is in terms of leidas mamzer. Big discussion in the Rishonim, if somebody has a mamzer, a man out of wedlock has a child with a married woman, a different married woman. So obviously that's an iser, eshes ish. But is the child, does he fulfill the mitzvah puravu? So there's a Yerushalmi. There's a question about what the gifts of the Yerushalmi is. The Ramban and the Rashba in Yevamos Daf Chav Beis quote a Yerushalmi that benohu l'chol davar for puravu, and the Rama quotes that in Eben Ezra and Siman Aleph, that one is Yotze Puravu with a mamzer. The Rambam and the Riff do not quote this Yerushalmi. The Radvaz, you know, in Chelek Zion, Simon Beis, says, Me'ikar Adin, it sounds like it should work, but it's emotionally. How could you say? This is a classic Radvaz that, you know, the halacha, and you see the emotion. Sha'altami meni otuchil daiti, mishish lobanam mamzerim, kiyam misa puravu alo. Tshuva, l'chol rahayanir adakiyim. Tahari b'no l'chol davar. Right? That's the language of the Mishnah Yevamos. To b'no l'chol davar li tamelo uli yarsho v'lifter aseishas avim b'nachalitz man ayibim. Right? If Charles has a mamzer, made as a mamzer, then if he dies, his brother's pater from yibim b'nachalitzah. V'yibi yabim meishas achiv ela mishum duhu b'lo yavo. V'achay avim mashlo mehat the kaimelon gershit is gayer hu ubanav. If a man converts with his children, kiyim mitzvah puravu mishum de islechayas. He's related biologically, ubenidon didan, harihumi yuchas achar aviv, v'chenash nami mashma mikra, dahavi zaro, yishuavim yachto, v'meis echan mehem, v'chulu, v'limacha shmo b'yisrael, hare ein shmo shalze, machui ba'olam hazeh. Aval, kadmainis bashapir tishkach, but when you look closely, says the Radvaz, you'll find, the afal gav de b'no l'chol davar, have a mitzvah haba b'aveira. It's a mitzvah ba baveira. V'lo yatsi de chavaso v'chein kol mitzvah shebetora. All mitzvahs are, you can't be yotzi the mitzvah if it's ba'aveira. V'kol shekein mitzvah ba be'erva chamura. And surely this mitzvah haba'a be'erva. V'gdola kezu she'achar nafsho v'nishmaso. And then he quotes our Yerushalmi. The Tani B'Yushalmi, Matzah Gzul Asal Avarechala, Amar Voshia Asham Bosei B'Yach Neitz Hashem, Had Atzema B'Tchila, Aval B'Sov Damim U'Chayev Lo, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Aveira Mitzvah, Rabbi Yossi Amar, Ein Aveira Mitzvah, Amar Rabbi Ila, Ela Mitzvah, Samasitem K'mitzvahsan, Harei Mitzvahs, Vim Lavinik Mitzvahs. See, why does he quote the Yerushalmi? Because the Bavli doesn't have too much on Mitzvah Bab Aveira. No sources, just by carbon and lulav, as we said. But he quotes this. Then he says, "V'ha'chi Isa v'talmud didan." He quotes the first parak in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Harisha Gazal Sashal Chitim Ein Zem Avarech Al Minaitz, and is quoted at the beginning of in the Chagozal Kama Halamadta She Mitzvah Ki Mitzvah Baba Veira Eina Mitzvah Afilu B'Di'evin. So he's quoting all of these sources of Mitzvah Baba Veira. P'chinas Kimu Rav Poskin that it's a Da'araisa. Aval Benin Da'na Kuli Amoda Kivet Shabav Ve'erva Ein Erva Mitzvah Ula Olam Haba Banim Elu. Haba banim elu shechoshev shekiyem bahem mitzvahs puravu moridin oso leber shachas. You think this is going to be a mitzvah for you? No, it's going to drag you down. Umafsikin oso mimakum chiyuso asher lazet tachlis hamitzvah vedaito. The purpose of mitzvah is to continue your life in this world. This is going to disconnect. And then he quotes Shuvraisi Shikasava Ritva Biyavamis Ubirushalmi Afila Piravirvya Ulashnia Ola Omer Shabishu Mamzer Gazubo Shnios Vikimis Puravu Vikazi Yerushalmi Haramban Vaharan Umashba the Pshintalo the Kimis Puravu Vikashali. And he quotes, he doesn't like this, and he doesn't think, he thinks it's a messed up girsa. Lafichach ani amar degirsa mishubeshes nezamin lahem. Right, it's not. It's it doesn't mean for puravu. Rahach isav esfarim shalanu. Rebono lachol davar afilu puravu. It's a question. Is it even for puravu v'lo shanya? And it was not answered. It's a rhetorical question. V'nishra adavar b'safek etzlo, v'haynu the Talmud didan lo nakar aliyah sheli tamalo. Our Babli doesn't say the puravu. The Yerushalmi has a rhetorical question. It's not a statement, according to the Radvaz. And therefore, he says, in any case, Talmud shalanu cholke Yerushalmi vidok, and it can't be. So that's the Radvaz. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph also notes this, and he says, it sounds like Gir Yotze, he quotes this Yerushalmi based on the other Rishonim. It sounds like that one would be, but he's bothered. He's bothered. What about the Mitzvah Baba Veira? Why wouldn't you say this is a problem? Zezman Kabir Hikshesi. Dilama Yotze Dechavasavale Havi Mitzvah Baba Veira. Well, that's Harbe Rishonim, Mitzvah Baba Veira, Minatore in a Yotze. And Sukkot Daftes, Al Kabanami Drabanan in a Yotze, Badvar Matikin. So he says, maybe you're right. Emotionally, I would like to say you're not Yotze, but again, there's no Mitzvah Baba Veira here. Why? Because Mitzvah Baba Veira requires simultaneity. And here, when was the Aveira and when's the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah Baba Veira lohavi ela im b'sha'as Mitzvah ose gam kein Aveira. De be'esrog ha'gozol b'sha'as ha'netila over al-vehechev ha'zakzela. If I'm shaking a stolen lulav or esrog, at that moment I still should be returning it. I'm violating the isra of zela. Zeo mitzvah baba aveira. Avalim b'shas ha-mitzvah leka aveira klal. But at the time of the mitzvah, the aveira is over. Kigon b'hotzi matzim rishos yachoshes rabim. Like our case, hotza. The b'shas kim ha-mitzvah leka aveira klal. Lo havi mitzvah baba aveira. If it's not simultaneous, if the aveira is over. So hachanami, says the Minchas Chinuch, this Aveira, Nihida Mitzvah Shalabanim by the Aveira, Debias Isser, you're right, the Aveira brought about this Mitzvah, like that formulation of Tosus, Mikol Makom, HaMitzvahs Asei Hainu HaBanim, VaHaBe'ila Hurak Hechsher Mitzvah, Di'i Afshar Beloze. And therefore, it's not simultaneous, and therefore at the time of the Mitzvah that the kids are born, Leka Aveira Klal, the Aveira, Kfarnasis B'Shas HaBe'ila. Dami lahotzi mer matzah, mishuz yelvishuz rabim. He says again, lo'avim sabaveira, vahadvarim aruchim, bedine mitzvah haba baveira. So that's the Minchas Chinuch in terms of mamzer, but again, that could be a nafgamina between these formulations. Is it that the mitzvah is mashlim the aveira? So that doesn't apply to a mamzer. A mamzer doesn't make it worse, technically, but it's ayide aveira ba mitzvah, then for sure. Okay, so let's continue now, next Mishnah. Shira malabain, what's the shear from the minimum shear for whitening, cleaning, vamanafates, combing, vatsovea coloring, vatova spinning, thread, shira kamalo, rocha, vasid kafel. Asid kafel, which is the width between the thumb and the second finger. Ha'orek shnechutin, weaving, shira kamalo asid. That's half that size, that's between the second and the third finger. So says the Gemara, we had this earlier. Taman Tanina, we had in the Mishnah earlier, Dafayin Dalad or so. The Mishnah said, what's the shear for tsoveya, for carrying out certain things that are used for dye? Hamoti eitzim kutei levacho beakala. If you carry a wood enough to cook a beakala. But the carbonator quotes the hemshach of that Mishnah. If you carry out klipe agozim and klipe rimonim, certain types of peels of pomegranates and agozim which are used for dyeing, enough to color a certain section of a women's head covering. So why over there does it say the shear for hotza of dyes is beged katan shebisvacha v'hachat omer hachan? And here it says it's a tiny shear. The shear for tzviya is rochav asid kafel. Answer: we're talking about two different malachas. Taman b'motzi litzvoa, over there, how much is significant to carry out? You're not going to carry out a tiny amount of dye. So it has to be a larger amount. Taman b'motzi litzvoa. But from here, talking about the actual malach of tzviya. Hachab tzoveya says even a smaller amount. Even a smaller amount is the shear for the malach of tzoveya, even if carrying out dye would require a larger amount. Okay, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now we get into the malach of tzad. The Aruch HaShulchan says that tzad is one of those malachas that look kind of like grama, indirect. I'll put the trap and then the animal jumps into the trap, right? I put the pot on the fire and then it happens memela. So, but it's the kacha is a kacha malacha. So even though some malachas look like a little type, well, grama, but still, this is the malacha. So Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hatzad Tzipra L'migdol, V'tzvila Ba'ayas Chayiv. If somebody traps a bird to a tower, and a deer to a house, Chayiv, because that's called trapped, right, a bird to a house is not going to be trapped. Because that's still called mechusar tzeda. So it has to be a bird to a tower, which is a smaller, right, a closet. And it's tefillah bayis, that's going to be chayef. Why isn't the, if you look in Rashi, on this Mishnah where it comes up, have Kufav and Shabbos, why is a tzipar to a house not good enough? So the Rashi quotes, because it could go out derech halonos, because it could still get out the windows. The Sfasemis is bothered. What do you mean the windows? No, that what if the windows are closed? What's Rashi talking about? Right? Mechniso lebeso eno nitzod b'kashiosi derech halonos. V'kashia asked the Sfasemis here, Kufav and Shabbos. Diem kain, k'shachalonos stumin, yischaev gam labayis. Right, if the windows are closed, then you should be chayev for, if the only reason that you're not chayev to be trapping a bird in a house is because the windows are open, so close the windows. So you should be chayev even for a house. Uba masnisan, ktani stamba, the Mishnah just says stam, tsipar lemigdal, velo maflig. Velule dvarev, or not for Rashi, yesh lomar says the sasemes, I think no. A house, even if the windows are closed, a house is too big. The babayas eno nitzod, od, the kivin de yochal adayin lauf, the bird can still fly up and across and out. It's not trapped. So you can't grab it in one fell swoop. Amigdal is a smaller area. You can get it in one bowing down. That is his argues on Rashi, right? It's just bias per se now because of the windows. Maybe you could fit for, say, according to Rashi, the gam im chalonos habayas stumin. Maybe even if the windows are closed, you're not going to be chayev. Kedemash bapashto delisha demasisun. Why? Mishum delav urche bahachi latsudo labayis. May haytam eshit sarach lishmar psicha zachalonos. Because people don't trap to a place, to a house where you're going to have to worry always about the windows being closed. Shema yatsa sham. Vein derach tzeda tzipor el migdol hamiyucha laofos. That's the normal way. That's the normal way of trapping. You wouldn't trap it to a place where you wouldn't be able to be relaxed. You don't always have to be worried about whether the windows are closed or open. So that's how he helps out a little bit for Rashi. But Rashi focuses on the chalonos, and the Sfasemis just says bias per se. V'chachamim omrim, tzipar l'migdal. L'chamim agree with the tzipar, the bird to a tower. If it's svi, l'ginu l'chazul l'bibrim. Seems like the chachamim are wider in their expansion of Seda, a tzvi, even to a garden, a yard, or a pen, that's also chayv. You don't have to have the tzvi to a house, even a larger area. Rishon Gamliel omer, lo kali bibar and shavin. And some Rishonim say, Rishon Gamliel is explaining, not every pen, not every bibar is equal. Ze'aklal, depends on the type of pen. Kol ha'machusar tzeda, if it's still lacking tzeda. Still, you can't get it very quickly. You can't get it in one fell swoop. Potter, you still potter because you didn't trap it yet. V'sheinu mechusar tzeda, but if you go from totally free to now it's not mechusar tzeda, it's called trapped, chayiv, then that's going to be the malacha of tzeda. Good. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Chinina, Mas Nisan, Rabbi Chinina says, the Mishnah, which Mishnah? Mishnah and Beitza. Mishnah and Beitza, beginning of the third parak. Mishnah and Beitza on Daf Chaf Gimel, where it talks about parak ein sadin. Perek ein sadin, so you have to know the Mishnah in order to know, right, the Gemara here is about to compare and contrast the Mishnah there and the Mishnah here. So the Karban Eidah here quotes the Mishnah there, beginning of ein sadin. Ein sadin dagim and a bibrin biyantif. The Mishnah there says you can't trap fish from bibrin. Bibrin is a type of area where it's trapped on yantif. Seid is not one of the malachas that are allowed. Rochel nefesh, but we'll talk about why in a second. So ein dagim, you can't trap the fish because it's not going to be trapped in the bibrin. So when you take it, you're trapping it. Aval sadim in chayv ofof min abinrim biyatef. But you can trap from chayus and ofos from bibrin. Why? Because it's called trapped already. It's already called trapped. Therefore, you can take from there on yantif to shecht. So Amr Rabbi Chinina masnisa delok Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah in Beitza that says that in a bibar it's called nitzod. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, because if you say that Rabbi Yehuda is like the Stam Mishnah over there, it's a problem. Why? Because that Mishnah over there in Beitza says in a bibar, it's nechshav trapped already. That's where you can take a chayin of. And here in our Mishnah, it sounds like only to a bias is called trapped. To a bibar, wouldn't be trapped. Let's see that in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chinina, Masisa Dolk Rabbi Yehuda. The Stam Mishnah over there is not like Rabbi Yehuda here. The Taninam, because here we learned Hatzot Zipa LeMigdol B'Tzvila Bias Chayiv. If you trap a tzvi to a bias, that's trapped. But if you only trapped the tzvi to a garden or a pen, that wouldn't be trapped. and Michlef Hashitasi Rabbi Yehuda, and that would be against the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, if the Stam Mishnah over there is like Rabbi Yehuda, we have a problem. Because here Rabbi Yehuda says, is Mashma, that a Tzvi to a Bibar or a Gina is not trapped. And over there, the Tanin and Taman, Ein Tzadim Dagam and Abim, Rabbi Yehuda, Sulafani Mizonos, dot, dot, dot. What's the dot, dot, dot? But you can take a Chaya from a Bibar. Because from a bibar it's trapped. Halagina la bibar and pater. But our Mishnah sounds like if you would send a chaya to a bibar, you'd be pater. So therefore, that Mishnah seems to be can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. But then the Gemara says the Rabbanan is no better. Michlef hashitas in the Rabbanan. So it's a problem for the Rabbanan too. Why did Taninan? Because we learned in our Mishnah. V'cham omrim tzipa l'migdol tzvi l'gina l'chatz l'bibrin. From our Mishnah, it sounds like the Chum say all enclosed places. Gina, Chatzar, Bibrin, all enclosed spaces are equal. They're all called trapped. V'tanina taman, but yet over there the Mishnah Beitza says, Aval tzadin chayev of mena bibrin, you could take it from a bibar, v'nosel of nemezonos, but mashma only a bibar. Gina l'chatzar lo, right? They don't say gina and chatzar there. So it sounds like from that Mishnah, bibrin, pens are different than ginos and chatzar. So how do you put even the Rabbanan into that Mishnah? Gemara has two tries. Number one, Kan b'chatzar makura, kan b'chatzar sheina makura. Maybe it depends. Maybe over here the Rabbanan say all enclosed areas are together because we're talking about roofed enclosed areas. Roofed enclosed areas, that's all considered trapped. But over there, the Mishnah Beitza, it's non-roofed. It's unroofed, and that's why it's not called trapped. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Our Mishnah is about covered with a roof. Vataninan gina. It says in our Mishnah, gina. Is the chamemer gina makura? Can you say gina is a roofed? Gina isn't. Gina is a garden. It needs the sunlight. It needs the rain. So it's not makura. So different answer. Ela kan begdola kan begtana. Over there in Beitza, we're talking about a large chatzar and gina, and that's why it's not called trapped. Kan begtana. And here the chum say gina chatzar bibra. Talking about a small one, and therefore la maskana. There's a chelik between different sizes, at least according to the Yerushalmi here. By Bibrin, it's all called Nechshavas Nitzod, but there's a difference between the Chatzers. Period. Stop there for a second. There is a discussion, between the Rishonim, the beginning of Ein Sadin, Rashi and Tosfos. Why can't you do Tzeda on Yantif? You could do Shechita on Yantif. Why isn't Tzeda Mutter Mishum Ochal Nefesh? So if you look in Rashi there in Beit Sadaf Chav Gimel Amabez, the beginning of Ein Sadin, Rashi says, even though so many serious malachas, shchita, afia, bishol, they're avos malachos, and they're mutter for yantif, because you can't do them before yantif. You can't do bishol afia. It will go bad. There's no refrigeration. The shchita chayish lemichmar bisra. By shchita, the basra is going to become bad. Pen yischamim v'yasriach. Aval tzei, the trapping, you could do that before yantif. Efshel atzudim yibod yom. V'yanichenu b'mitzvahs mamayim. Trap it before yantif and leave it in the water. V'lo yamus, and it won't die. L'machri yitzluhu. So any malacha that you could have done before yantif, says Rashi, is not going to be docha. That's ochal nefesh. And Tosfos says, you know, you read the Rashi, it sounds good. Sounds like it's okay. If you efshel atzos me'er of yantif, so then that's why it's not going to be allowed. Tosfos says, no, wait a minute. Tosfos says there on Daf Chaf Gimel, and he refers you back to what he wrote earlier in Beitza on Daf Gimel. Tosfos says the chiluk between efshar and efshar is by machshirei ochal nefesh. By mamish ochal nefesh, everything's mutter, even if you could have done it before yantif. The chiluk is only within machshiri ochal nefesh. Says Tosfos, Yibur Maskelin Tzadin, the first Tosfos here in the parak. Pirish Rashi, Afagav da ochal nefesh mutter, and odafka, kagon bishul vafia. Vishchita, the efshar me'er v'yantiv, the yoser topas chama, v'gam bishul b'yantiv v'shchita shem yasriach, avot tzeda, efshar l'tzud me'er v'yantiv, v'yanicha me'mayim b'mitzudasam v'lo yams. V'lo nehira, says Tosfos, kidim farish b'resh b'chilton, look what I wrote back on Dav Gimel, gabi gzeira shema v'yitlosh, de'ein l'chalik b'ochal nefesh. Bein efshar lasoso me erev yantiv li efshar elodafka b'machshirin yesh chilek. Within machshire, the preparatory stages, you have to do the preparatory stages that you could have done before yantiv. But actual machshire, actual ochal nefes, even if you could have done it before yantiv, is mutter. So therefore, it must be a different reason why you can't do tzeda. Lachin Yerali quotes the Rash, the Rach Michinon, Mishinon, Pirish La'el, Mishum Dedami L'Ktzira. It's like the Rishami said before. It looks like it's a malach. It's like kotzer. It's a oker davar migidulo. And therefore says Tosfos, that's why it's a problem. Okay, Seida, right? The Rambam says everything is mutter except for, it's all Durabanan. We discussed that earlier in the Masechta, the, Ochel Nefesh. But that's an important machlokas. Rashi Tosfos, Beitz Daf Chav Gimel, about why Seida is not allowed. Is it because there's a chilik within all of Ochel Nefesh, or only because that's only, a chilik is only with Machshirin, and the Rishon is the Dami Lekzira. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ula, Amar, Ba'un kumi Rabbi Acha, my nisni. The question is, if you look in the Mishnah in Beitza, the Mishnah here, there's different lashonos. There's chayiv, asur, mutter. So what is it? So my nisni, kol mechusur tzeita chayiv, shenim mechusur tzeita patur. Right, the Mishnah in Beitza should say patur or mutter. Right, our Mishnah says chayiv, right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim say, and the Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel says patur and chayiv. Pater and Chayev, but oh, there too in Beitza, should say Pater and Chayev. So the Gemara says, no, Amar alone. Velo bi na'al lesocha anan kaimin. We switch that word. Are we talking about closing it and trapping them in the first place? Meaning, the Mishnah here is talking about post facto. Once it was done, was it Asur or Chayev? Did you violate a Daraisa or a Darabana? But over there, the Mishnah Beitza is about, can you trap a Chayev to these areas? So that's why it says the word mutter or usser, because it's not about afterwards, it's about before. Ela kala mechusur tzeda usser, shenim mechusur tzeda mutter. So that's what it says over there. There it's talking about what you can and can't do. Here it's talking about once it's done. Good. Amar of Shmuel achui drabi brechia, koshu mechusur nishvim, anything that is mechusur nishvim. That means you still need a trap. Nishvim is a trap. If you still need a trap, to trap an animal, even if you've minimized its freedom, minimizing freedom is not the malach of trapping. The malach of trapping is removing freedom. Removing freedom. Minimizing freedom is not the malach of trapping. And that's not even chatzi shir, right? That's what we call chatzi malacha. You're heading towards, you know, the malacha. But, I don't know, if you cook something on Shabbos, but you take it off before it's machal ben drusoy. So what have you done? Nothing. Right, not, it's not mutter, right? It's nisa drabanan to leave something in a place where it could become achol ben drusoy. But on a daraisa level, you can't see here too. If you, it's still mechusur nishvim, it still needs traps in order to trap in mechusur tzeda, and therefore it's not a malacha. But if you don't need any more traps, it's considered trapped as is, eino mechusur tzeda, then it's not mechusur tzeda, and it would be a problem. Shochtin, we continue, says the Tosefta, Shochtin min ha-nigarin. A person could take an animal and shecht it from the nigarin, from various enclosures on Yantif. Ain shochtin, but you can't, lo min ha-mechmoros. You can't take from mechmoros. Mechmoros are traps that you don't know whether the animal was trapped before or on Yantif. You can't tell. So it's safek nitzod. Safek nitzod, that's a sugyin, meseches beitza, that's not allowed. Right, it's carbon eida. Matza chaya b'mitzuda. Safik nitzoda hayom safik me'asmol. So that's why you can't shecht it from the mechmora, safik nitzod. Falomana mitzudos. Mitzudos are weak type of inferior traps, which an animal could probably get out of. Rabbi Yossi barbun b'shem Rabbi Ami, mitzadsa de shisai. It's a trap of shisai, which means you only have the threads going one way, right? Chesi below arev. Explains the carbonate. That's called not called nitzot. So if you take it to shecht, then you'd be trapping it, and trapping is not one of the malachas that are mutter b'shem ochal nefesh. Shmuel says, tzadhu b'pitam. If something is trapped in a pitam, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, this is a barrel. If you have a barrel filled with fish, you can take the fish out. That's already called trapped from before Yantif, and therefore it's mutter to take it out on Yantif. Rav Amar, sichra denar ashari. If a river is already dammed up and plugged up, and therefore you have a certain area of water that's enclosed and the fish are swimming around in there. Shari, that's also mutter. Amar Reb Yudan, kahi detasis, or detasim. As long as there's a serious blockage of the water, like a metal plate, like a tas, so that's called blocked. If it's like something thinner and weaker that a fish could really like push its way through, then that wouldn't be called trapped. Period, says the next Mishnah, more tzad issues. Tzvishin, echlas labayis v'nal echad b'fanav chayiv. You have a deer in a house. So if you close the door, then it's a malacha, it's tzad. Na'al echad, if one person closes the door, somebody sits down in the doorway, chayiv, that's the malacha of tzad. Im na'alu shneim b'turim. If two people close the door, when one person could have closed the door, they do it together, that's nisa d'rabanan. That's pater. Right? Tu shneim she'asa'uhu. The Sfas Emes here wonders, we have this beferish already. The halacha of Shnayim Shasu'u was said earlier. What's the chiddush here? If two people close the door, what's the chiddush here? It says beautiful. Sfas Emes says, even if you want to say that normally, one person could trap an animal. One person could trap an animal. It just so happens that this door is very heavy. So in this Hechi Timsi, two people are trapping it. Don't think that the other way of how you trap an animal normally has impact. Says the Tzvas Emes. Ain't a move on. Hakvar Tani Chada Zimna. My Kamash Malan. So he says, he quotes Tosfos Yantav. He doesn't like what Tosfos Yantav says. But nearly to Kamash Malan. The Afilu. I'm sorry. I should have read the next line of the Mishnah first before we do the Tzvas Emes. Tzvas Emes says, if two people do it, Pater. Lo Yachal Echel Lenov and Alushnaim Chayavin. But if one person wouldn't be able to close the door, it's a very heavy door, and then two people close it, Chayavin. Rav Shimon Poter, because Rav Shimon says, oh, Shnaim Se'u is Pater, even if two people, are needed to do it. So the Sfas Emes says, what's the Chiddush? Kamash Malan. Dafilu Heicha Teikar Tzeida Latzot Tzvi Bidyadav. Even if the Iker Tzeida to trap a Tzvi with your hands, Yochol Gam Kolecha Latzuda, one person could do it. Ela Da Achshav, because you saw the Notol Labayis, now that you're trapping it to the house and it's a very strong and heavy door, Veinecha Mecham Yochol Analo, and one person can't, Mikol Makom, that's called Ze Eino Yochol Ze Eino Yochol. And therefore they're going to be chayav according to the Tanakhama. Even though the normal way of trapping, one person could do it, but in this specific situation, you need two people. So don't say that that's unusual. Right? And don't think that that is considered unusual because the normal way of trapping is enough with one. Okay, that's the chiddush of Tzvas Emes. Ba'asosa, the Gemara quotes Ba'asosa, that's the makar. Yachid sh'asa chayav sh'tayim shlosha sh'asu b'turin. Right, interesting that it's not just based on the svara of shelo kederech kelachar yad. It's a special din that two people that do it is pater. Rav Huna amar haya echad bari ve'echad tash. If you have one very strong person and one weak person, but you close the door and the weak person uses all his might and closes it enough to be called closed, and the strong person puts a finger to it, it doesn't really do much. So in that case. In that case, even you don't go by weak and strong. If the weak person uses all his might and closes it in a way that's basically considered closed, he's going to be chayiv, even though the bari, who just pushed it a little bit with his finger that did nothing, he's going to be pater. Right? It goes by what you actually did in the specific case. You don't go by what the potential of the person is. Rabbi Yossi bar Bumashim, Rabbi Yachuna. If you have a deer running and he runs into your house, here we go, three cases. They have a deer running and that he had kavana to close the door for himself. He wanted to close his door. But you also, the pasha pshat of these words, you also had in mind that, oh, you have a deer inside. I'm closing the door because I want to close my door. But I also have in mind that the deer is inside mutter, that's allowed. Because you had kavana for mutter, just because you also have kavana le'isr for tzad, it's allowed. Rav Yosi, Rav Bumashim, Rav Huna, Ra, Tinuk, Bavaya, Benar. A baby is drowning in the river. Vinniskavin lahaloso, and you have in mind to take the baby out. And by the way, to take out some fish with the baby. Ulalos nichil shodagim imamutter, because you're allowed to do the act. You didn't do anything more. You just so happened that you just fish in there too, mutter. Rav Yosi, Rav Bumashim, Rav Huna, Haimafakech, Bagavin, Eskavin lahaloso, lahalos shorjo, huvimimo, mutter. Also, if you're uncovering a building that collapsed, and you're trying to get the person out, safi bikuach nefesh, and you also happen to see this, some gold there taking it out also, that's going to be mutter. How do you understand this Yerushalmi? So this is a major machlokas, the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba and the Ran. If you look in the Rashba, here in the Daf Kuvav, Islamaches, Laman Aleph, and Daf Yerif, the Ran quotes this Rashba. He says, if you look in the Yerushalmi, it sounds like, if you have kavana for a mutter, but part of your kavanah is also for the isser, right? You have kavanah to close your house because it's cold. And there happens to be a deer inside. It's mutter. That's what the Rashba says. Kivu chutzarach lishmar beis. So avo pisha al yidei kei nitzo that tzvi memele mutter. As long as you don't have kavanah for the tzvi bilvad. And that's what the quotes says are Yerushalmi. Ulefize, hadamar niskavi lino ba'ado, lo ba'ado bilvad dafka kamar. When it says you had kavanah to close the door, it doesn't mean it's only mutter if you only had kavanah to close the door. Elam niskavi lino af ba'ado kamar, as long as that's included. It says the Ran, I'm sorry, but dvarev timuin be'enai harbe. Says the Ran, excuse me? That's not psikresha? If you have a deer in your house, you have no idea you have a deer in your house, and you close the door, and all of a sudden you see the deer afterwards. Says the Ran, that's mutter, you don't have to let the deer out. That's all the Yerushalmi is saying. doesn't mean mutter. It just means if you did it, then you didn't know, and it came out that you did a malacha, you don't have to let the deer free. That's all the Yerushalmi means. But says the Iran, deer in there, and you dafka close the door, and you have that also in mind, that's psik resha, that's an isadaraisa. Says the Iran, that's not mutter. Right? V'chim epneishu tzorach leno beso, not your lasos malacha b'shabbos, that's psik resha. It's a psik resha. And therefore, major machlokas, if you're doing an act for a good, an imutter kavana, but it also happens to be another kavana you have, the Ran says that's also, that's psik resha. And the Rashba says, no, that's allowed. So why isn't that psik resha? Why isn't that psik resha? This is part of the Shulta Giborim here, discusses it, but we discuss this when we talk about psik resha, that if you say psik resha is based on, by the two svaras of Rabbi Chanan in the first parak of Ksubis, ki'ilu you had kavana, but is vada gonna happen? Then the Ran's right. Like, ki'ilu, it's, yet kavana, it's vada gonna happen. But if you say, no, psik resha is chayav, not because ki'ilu is kavim, but because you look at the maisim as maisim mitzurafim, then it could be that act A will always cause act B. Again, we don't have time to go into it now, but if act A, closing a door doesn't always cause trapping a deer. So therefore, it could be that that's not called a psik resha in this case. Again, there's a lot of lumdus there, but I don't have time to go into it. But this machlokas Rashba and the Ran is one of the nafgaminas to how to view psik resha in general. Okay, let's just read the Mishnah. Say the Mishnah. Yashav echad al pesach v'lo milu. If one person sits in a doorway but doesn't fill the whole doorway, Yashav hasheni milu hasheni chayev. The second one comes along and fills the rest of the doorway. He's the one that completes the trapping. Chayev. Yashav arishon al pesach v'lo milu. What if one person fills the whole doorway? And then somebody else comes and sits. I know one person sitting on the inside of the door, one on the outside of the door. So they're both filling the whole doorway. Even if the first guy then gets up, the second guy is not chayav for tzeda, because when he first came, he did nothing, and now he's just shev al tasa. So he's not doing anything, and therefore he doesn't have a chayav to get up. That's similar to the Nolas Beso, Lishomer v'nimsashi shomer besocho. This is what the Ran is medayikin. It's like somebody who closes the door of his house and he sees there's a svi in there. You don't have to like let it go free. So too, you don't have to get up even after the first one gets up. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Gemara. Again, there's so much here in these dafim, but we'll have to leave it for now.